Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Thank you for your word. See, let your word come to us.
Amen.
Like shower on the mown grass.
Amen.
Shower on the mown grass. That is the word coming to us from above to bring increase in the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible speaks about, is this
Psalm 24?
It says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So and the inhabitants therein, that is the inhabitants, they that dwell in the world, all belong to the Lord. He established it upon the waters, you see it, and upon the seas. See, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. See, so no matter how we run up and down and try to do things as men, collect and gather and everything, at the end of the day, it's the Lord's. You know that?
Yes.
This is a great secret. It's the Lord's. That's why Jesus Christ always warned, beware of covetousness. See, your life is not in abundance that you gather unto yourself in this world, in this material age, this physical world. See, it. True riches and glory is how much you discover yourself in the Almighty God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The earth and the Lord is the earth and the fullness thereof is what? Is the Lord's. And the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the body. Is that what we read today? So there's one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one God, one Father of all, who is above all, in us all, through us all, is everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is the body. The Lord is the body. See it. And in Him dwells the fullness of everything. And now the whole idea of this sharing that we share today is to educate us on the mystery of the body of the Lord, so that we can be partakers of the same. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, in his last days, before he was taken up, his last supper, you remember the famous last supper? He said, do this in remembrance of me. And he broke the bread, and he gave to the disciples, and he poured wine, and gave them. He said, do this in remembrance of me. He said, when you do this in remembrance of me, what does it mean? We see an example. When two disciples were going to Emmaus, it's a city that was outside Jerusalem. You see, these same disciples noticed that Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus, was missing from the grave, and they were troubled. They were wondering, what is happening? Along the way, when they were going towards this town called Emmaus, a man met them, and the man, started discussing with them. And they were explaining to him what the things that happened in Jerusalem, how they killed Jesus, how he was buried, how his body was taken away, and all these things. And the man that was with them started to explain to them from the scriptures. Yeah, but it is written in the Bible that these things will happen to him, isn't it? But these men did not realize that the person talking to them was Jesus. So when they entered into a place to stay at night, because when it was night, they invited Jesus to stay with them, thinking that he was just a stranger. And the Bible says that when they, normally the tradition of those days, they break bread. See, when they break the bread to share, their eyes opened and they saw him. And he vanished.
Then we are afraid.
Yes. They vanished. Now what is the significance of that manifestation of Christ? The bread, do this remembrance of me. And what happens? They see Jesus. Why do we have to see Jesus? Why is the importance of seeing him? Seeing him, why did he have to appear for us to see? Because God wants to educate us on that, on the mystery of that body. See it? This is my body, do this in remembrance of me. He's not talking about flesh and blood. It's a spiritual body. An incorruptible body. See it? An invisible body. See it? A body that has been forever and forever. That covers all in all. do this in remembrance of me, because this is a body that we have all forgotten in our humanity. The Bible says that there is only one body, isn't it?
Yes.
There's only one body. So what is happening? We are seeing many bodies around today. There are many, many lords, many concepts, many principalities, many powers, many beliefs. Where did all these things come from? These are men who are dead in their sins and trespasses. What does it mean to sin? Who is a transgressor? It's not the person who takes cigarette or drinks beer. That's not, God is not aware of those things. You know what a true transgressor is?
Yeah.
It's the one that walks outside that body of the Lord. See, when you walk outside the body of the Lord, you now walk in what they call the body of sin. Paul talks about these things in the Bible, the body of sin. It's a mistaken identity, a false sense of self, you know, sense of being. A false being that does not exist. It might look like it is, but when you look and peep into eternity, you discover that that being just came out of nothing and will go into nothing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Anything that is not in that one body will be dissolved and will pass away. Anything that does not discover itself in that body, or that is not in that body, that is not in that body, consciously will disappear and vanish away, because it is a lie. There's only one body. There's one spirit and there's one Lord. And the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him. And that's the body of the Lord. Praise God. Paul got this mystery. Paul was a very religious man, very skilled man in the letter, in the law, in the Hebrew tradition, very pious man. When he saw Jesus, you know, he saw Jesus? He saw a light when he was, you know, on the way to where? Is it Damascus? He saw a light. He saw Jesus. He saw the invisible Jesus. And from there, he was never the same again. Praise God. And what happened? He became blind and all that. You see, he had the experiences and he had to go and learn from above. Not just ordinary learning from men. You know, at times people wonder, where did you learn these things from? Did you go to Bible school? Bible school cannot teach you these things of God.
No.
A man cannot teach you this. This has to be from above. Even Jesus, do you know, in the time of his ministry, they asked him, where did you learn these things from? Even the leaders, they asked, when he would preach, you were all surprised, but where did you learn all these things from? And he showed them the Bible and they said, but we have been seeing this, we have not seen it before. See, anybody that is of God will be taught of God. It's written in the Bible, in Isaiah. See, every one of them will be taught of God. Flesh and blood cannot teach a man the mystery of God's body. Paul now understood the mystery of God's body, and you know what he said? He said he counts all the knowledge and everything he has learned in this world as dung. You know what they call dung? Feces. Human feces. He said, yes. He counts it as all his religion and everything he learned over everything as dung. That he said that I may be found in him. Found in who? In that body. He realized that being in that body is the only thing that he needs. Because anybody that thinks he can walk outside that body and survive is just being vainly puffed up. According to Paul, you are vainly puffed up with your fleshy carnal mind. So anything that is not in that body will pass away. Anything that is not in that body is not of God and it will dissolve. We are not saying that the souls of men or the people are destroyed themselves, but the concept or the belief of what they thought they were will be dissolved forever. Praise God. In the lake of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. One day we'll share the lake of fire. I shared it some time back, some months ago, on the secret of the lake of fire. I did a version in the Italian language, and apparently that one, you know, people like these things. That one, thousands of people went to watch the videos. on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. See, men, when men hear Lake of Fire and all these big names, they want to see what it's all about.
The Lake of Fire.
You know, it's in the Bible. Yeah. That's what they call the Lake of Fire. It's the great judgment of God. And actually, that the Lake of Fire is a process by which God dissolves. You know what does fire do? The fire dissolves anything that can't stand it. Anything that is that cannot resist fire is destroyed by the fire. It's consumed by the fire.
Yes.
And when it's consumed, it is no more. It vanishes. Amen. So that is what God. When you see the lake of fire in the Bible, it's talking, saying that anything that is not in agreement with the body of God will be what? Will be destroyed. As you come in contact with the revelation of the body of Christ, which is pure light, everything that is darkness, all the vain imaginations of men, everything will be what? Totally dissolved. So that there is only one body. Hallelujah. So we have to learn, we are here to be educated about the body, Lord's body. Paul says, now I'm not saying Paul, because this is written in the Bible and people seem to, you know this thing. He says that he is the image of the invisible God. We're talking now of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The firstborn of every creature. For by him all things created that are in heaven and that in, you know, on earth, both visible and invisible, whether they are thrones, dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is what? He is before all things. And by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. And all things, and in all things he might have the preeminence. For it has pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness of God dwell. Praise God. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Praise God. So you can see the whole idea of the ministry is to bring reconciliation back to that body of God, which is in Christ Jesus. See it? He has given us the ability to be reconciled to God through the gospel. See, it is written that God in Christ, God in the body of Christ, God in his body called Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not minding their trespasses. Are you listening?
Yes. Yeah.
God is not interested in what you did yesterday. You did, you know, all those things are for men. You know, men remember things. Yes, men remember, oh, he did this to me years ago. I will never forgive you. You know, somebody, I met somebody sometime. He says, you know what he said? He said, I will forgive, but I won't forget. I told the person, what's the difference? I said, what's the difference? you say you forgive, but you will forget. You are saying you will forgive?
Yeah, that's right.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
So that is the realm of man. Man can keep things in his mind and all that kind of thing. And at the end of the day, it doesn't pay you because you go to your grave and you carry rubbish into your grave and it doesn't pay anybody at the end of the day.
No.
You see, so God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, so that we can be partakers of himself, so that we can be partakers of what? Of his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that we can be partakers of that one body, one spirit, one Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. This is the salvation of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. To restore us back to that one body. Because there's one body. There's no two bodies. When God said, let us create man, God didn't say, let us create men. See it? Actually, God was projecting himself in this dimension called the world. Man, let us create man. And in that man is what? Many, many members. Praise God. And we are all in that one body. See, 1 John chapter 5, which is one of my key verses in the Bible. 1 John chapter 5 says, he has come to give us understanding. See, that we are in that body. See, that body is the true body of the is the true God and what? Eternal life. He has come to give us an understanding. See, to quicken us. It's just about knowing and walking in this thing by faith. Not, you know, some at times we want something to happen. Something will happen in the sky and something will change and suddenly we'll be changed in one moment. But it doesn't work like that. See, how it works is that first of all, you will hear this message from the Spirit. The Spirit will tell you this very important secret, very important message, eh? Because this thing we're hearing now will never leave you. Every other thing will dissolve. You'll be out there in the Spirit. You'll be seeing everything dissolving. People you knew in the flesh, people you thought you were, all these things will dissolve. But there's one thing that will remain with you, and that is the mystery of that fellowship that is hidden in Christ. See, this is what we share. There's a fellowship hidden in that body. You know, within your own body right now, this is your physical body, there is a fellowship in there. A fellowship of organs, isn't it? A fellowship of cells. You have white blood cells. You have red blood cells. You have various organs, you see? And they all work together in harmony to bring about, you know, your movement and everything. In likewise manner, we are all part of that system. Praise God. God wants to restore us back into that system so that we can be partakers of the life of God. Hallelujah. This is, it's a wonderful thing. The joy of the earth. Say, the joy of the whole earth. The psalmist normally prays for God to gather him among his people. The gathering. Our gathering is unto the Lord, and unto the Lord shall the gathering of the people be. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You sung that song. You see, they say the fullness of God dwelleth in him bodily. Somebody will ask now, what is the difference between father and son? And what is the difference between son and father? See, the reality of it all is that the son is God manifesting himself in this dimension called the world as a man in the physical, in this world. You see, that's why you notice that even Jesus Christ says, he had to ascend to the Father. On one occasion, Jesus Christ will say, I and the Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And another occasion will say, I go to the Father. See, he knew that his origin was in the Father. He knew his true identity was the identity of the Father. He knew that in his true state, see, he had that same identity, that same one body, everything with God, but he descended into that lower dimension, this dimension of time and space, which is of men. And at times, you notice he too had to struggle. At times, he too had to, you know, buffet his flesh. See, at times he confessed that the Father is higher than me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But no matter what we appear as for the moment, no matter our weaknesses as in the flesh, no matter at times our limitations, no matter things we suffer in this world, tribulation and all that, nothing can take away the reality that we are in that one body which is God. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ appeared after the resurrection, look at, if you see the language he used to call the children, the disciples when they were fishing, he said, come little children. That's how he was calling the children. That was the Father. That was the Father speaking. He said, little children, have you caught something? Who was talking there? That was the Father speaking. That was God speaking. I go to my Father and your Father, see my God and your God. It's an ascension that every man must be. This is the most important thing. Because everything will leave you. Everything will disappear. Now, the people that were in the days of Jesus, where are they today? Do you see them?
No.
That generation is gone. See it? majority of them, as usual, will go down to the grave. See, but a few, just a handful, we are sent into God consciousness. Praise God. And they are shining today as stars. Now, the center of the topic I want to share today, because time is going, is the appearance of the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation chapter 1. The Alpha and the Omega, that book I wrote, the little book I wrote, the last one I wrote, concerning the Alpha and the Omega, is a book educating us on the mystery of the body of God and our part in the body. Praise God. Like I have said, there is one body, one Lord, one Spirit, and this same one Lord, one Spirit appears in the book of Revelations as the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. In fact, in his introduction, he says, I am the Almighty God. See it? I am the what? Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is Jesus Christ appearing. Now, we're talking of the real glorified Jesus in the Spirit. And as he appears, John, the apostle, saw him. And the Bible says that he was filled with fear. He heard that voice saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send to the seven churches. Praise God. Amen. And when John the Apostle turned around to see him, he said he saw somebody like a man. And he was standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. Seven candles. He was in the midst of seven candles. His eyes were like flames of fire. His hair was white like wool. Remember, we read this afternoon, the Ancient of Days. He had the hair white like wool. So you can see the same personality. He had that same garment. The Ancient of Days had a white garment, you know, a long white garment. And the Alpha and the Omega also had that same white garment. His eyes were like flames of fire. You see it? He said that his feet, he had feet, you know, how do I put it? Like fine brass, fine brass that was placed in a furnace so that it was glowing, hot. You know, when you see iron placed in fire, when it's red, hot, that's how the feet was when he saw it. You see, then he now, out of his mouth went forth a two-edged sword. In his right hand, there were seven stars. And you see, when he spoke, he said that he noticed that the voice was like the voice of what? Of many waters. The voice was like the voice of many waters. Ha! So when he saw, he was scared, and the Bible says, this is what happened. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and I am the last. Sit. I am he that liveth. I was what? I was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And have what? I have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be thereof. Now, I want us to, let us observe what he said. Write what you are seeing. The appearance of the Alpha and Omega, which we have established is the body of Christ, is for the sole purpose of educating us. God wants us to see it and to understand it. Write these things and what, and send to the churches so that we can be educated on the secret of that body. Because that body is not just one man, eh? When the voice was sounding like voice of many waters, what do you think he's talking about? Waters in the Bible talks of nations, tongues. See, what you see in the book of Revelation, like we know, is a book of symbols. See it? When you see waters in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, when the Bible talks of waters, it speaks of nations, tongues, peoples. Praise God. And when the Alpha and Omega spoke, his voice was like the voice of what? Of many waters. He talks about a composite body of nations, tongues, people that make up that one body. Hallelujah. And look at what he says. He explains to John the mystery of certain aspects of himself, the way John saw him. He said, this is the mystery of the seven stars which thou seest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. Because he was in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, and he had seven stars in his right hand. Now he's explaining to John, this is the meaning of what you saw. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. You know, when you read this thing, you think that maybe he's talking about just those seven churches that existed at that time, or seven angels somewhere in the sky with wings. See, but if you look at the translation of angels, it's talking about messengers. Messengers of God, servants of God. Angels are messengers. You know, I can be a ranger.
No.
Angels are what? Are messengers. When an angel appears, an angel does only one thing, and that is to do the will of God. Angel does not have an identity of his own, doesn't have a name of his own. Even if when an angel appears, he simply appears to reveal what the Father has sent him to do. In this context here, the angels that the Bible speaks about in the book of Revelation are messengers of God. Praise God. These are servants of God. Praise God. Servants and messengers. Next week, we're going to show on angels. Say it. We'll share deep on angels. Let us see what the Bible really means about angels. Because angels are spirits. Praise God. This is that he makes his angels, you know, spirits. This is the glorification process. He makes his angels spirits. And he makes his ministers a flaming fire. His ministers and angels are the same thing. If you look at the translation here, the angels are ministers, they are servants of God. Hallelujah. And these seven angels are the seven stars at the right hand of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, these are the messengers in the church of God. See, the servants of God. See, who have their place at the right hand of God. Then the seven golden candlesticks, the talks of the church. God is trying to show that the church is a part and parcel of the body of Christ. See, if you see the Alpha and Omega in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, it means that it's a one integral what? Body. God is showing that it's their interdependency on the body of Christ. Praise God. You know the golden candlestick, I don't know whether you've seen the tabernacle picture. In the past, I used to have these tabernacle pictures of the golden candlestick. Mm. That figure with seven branches.
Yes.
You see it? And the stem in the middle represents the Christ, and the seven branches represents the church. We are all members of that body. It says that I am the vine, you are what? You are the branches. You see, without me, you cannot bear fruit. You see it? We are independent, we are one. Without the branches, the fruits cannot, the tree also cannot what? It can't show fruit.
It can't be recognized.
So, we are all one independent, I'm another point, interdependent body. Without me, you can do what? You can do nothing. Praise God. So God is trying to show us the mystery of the body of Christ, which appears here as the Alpha and Omega. If you go down through the book of Revelation, particularly the first three chapters, where you hear these messages to the seven churches, you will notice that the messages to the seven churches, which are all in this book, is all about gathering the children of God who are dispersed in this world. the children of God who are dispersed and buried, you know, in their transgression in Adam, is about gathering them back to the what? To the body of Christ. See, it's about gathering them back into that what? Into that body, so that they can speak once more with that same one voice. See, Paul talks about we, you know, arriving at the unity of the faith. He has given what? Apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. These are the ministers of God. Praise God. These are the ministers of God that are on the right hand of God, sent to the church to bring an edification to the church, so that the church is what? Built up into that full stature of that man we saw just right now, who we call the Alpha and Omega. Because the Alpha and Omega is your beginning, and whether you like it, is your what? Is your end. See, when we found ourselves as lower mortal men, we died. Jesus Christ too had to descend. He too died when he became a man. You see it? But he got a revelation from the Father of his beginning. That's why he says, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. I go to the Father. I return back to the glory of my Father. See it? So that's why he says that, see, to him that liveth, who was dead, but now what? I live forever. This same circle of descending from the glory of God and ascending back is the same circle all of us have taken today. That's why we have seen so many horrors. We have seen so many limitations, so many pain, so many baffling things. Over the years, some of us have lost close ones. So things have happened at times. You wonder, God, what is happening? What is happening? So much violence, so much. Why? Because we descended from that place of perfection, that realm of paradise. We descended into the realm of the dead. But today, the revelation of Christ is coming. That's why it says that I have the what? The keys of what? Hell and death. I have the keys of hell and death. I have the keys of what will you use the key of hell and death to do? To loosen you, to release you, so that you can go back into that place you descended from. I have the key of hell and death. And what is the key of hell and death? Is the revelation of this mystery you are hearing today. Hallelujah. This is the key that the Lord is handing over to you right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Peter had that revelation, Peter said what? Thou art the Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you know what? Jesus Christ turned and looked at him. He said, flesh and blood. That is human understanding, human wisdom. Mortal man, your Bible school teachers, they have not revealed this to you, but who? My Father who is in heaven. See it. Upon this revelation, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Then he said, David, I give you the keys. See it. Whatever you bind on earth is bound, and whatever you loosen on heaven. That key he gave, that is given to Peter, is the revelation of the mystery of the Son of God, which is Christ. See, and you have to get that revelation for yourself of your true origin in God. Praise God. Because this is the thing that will loosen you from the bondage and from the hell. You know, hell is absence from God. People think hell is somewhere you go to when you die. There's one big book waiting for you. And when you go to, when you die, there's one big man sitting on a chair, and he'll put his glasses on and look at you. Then he'll start to, yes. Then you know, he say, oh, on this year, this day, this hour, who's that lady? I've been waiting for this day. Okay, I've got you finally. That's your way, hell, forever. All that is just imagination of men. Men are already in hell. See, men are what? They are already in hell. Praise God. If you do not realize that the Lord is your life, you are in hell. We're not just talking of head knowledge. We're talking of a true awakening to this great mystery, to know it consciously. If you don't know this thing, you are in hell. If there is fear, John says, once there is fear, where there is fear, know that you have not been perfected in God. Been perfected in God. See it. Praise God. Where there is fear, fear is torment. Don't you know?
Yes.
Fear is torment. Mm. If you do not,
and
if
the agony,
yes,
the heart and the brain,
that's just torment. And this world today is what is governed by fear. What will happen to my children? What will happen to me? When I enter into a plane, some people become pastors before they enter their plane. Mm-hmm. And they are praying, you know, all the way. You're always living in suspense. You don't know what is going to happen. But you can come to the place where you know that I am.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this thing can happen as you escape the realm of hell and death.
Mm-hmm.
It says, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Thou will not leave my soul in hell. That's Psalm 18, is it? Or 16. Thou will not leave my soul in hell. Thou will not allow your Holy One to suffer corruption. Praise God. That is the realm in which men are suffering. Men who don't understand the mystery of the knowledge of their oneness with God. Praise God. Adam in his transgression entered into hell. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's written in Psalms that the nations that forget God shall be what? Cast into hell. How do you forget God? When you live as a mortal, in the world, the men of this world are forgetting God. They've forgotten what God is, who God is. They've forgotten the mystery of the body of God. And they are casting to hell, not because God is casting you to hell. It's your ignorance that makes you suffer the things you suffer. But today he's saying, let there be light. He's giving you what? The key of David. That's what they call the key of David. See it. See, I give you the key of David. See, whatever I have opened, no man can shut. Praise God. You have this revelation. There's a door that is open for you to enter back into God's world, God's kingdom. Praise God. So we're talking here about the Alpha and Omega being the body of Christ. And we're seeing here that the beginning and the end simply refers to our beginnings in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's like a circle. The beginning of a circle is the what? Is the end of the circle. When you start from a circle on top, you go down, go up, you end up at that same beginning.
Yes.
That is how it is in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the Alpha and Omega is much more than just somebody in the sky. One man, you know, in the sky. It's a revelation. See, God is saying here, that thing which you have seen, see it, share it with your brethren, so that they can understand what is the mystery of our fellowship in God. And so that they can enter into this great mystery. You see, it is joy, it's a realm of joy, of pleasures, streams of living waters, hallelujah,
yeah.
Gladness of heart, where the people live in the countenance of God, where the people live by the power and the glory of God. It is a realm that is readily available right now, but people have to see by faith and enter in what? By faith. Jesus Christ says, from the days of John the Baptist, which represents the voice that is crying in the wilderness, repent, repent, prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist is a prelude to the appearing of Christ, to the manifestation of the Christ within. Is the voice that comes to within you to say, prepare the way of the Lord. That's John the Baptist. See it. See, Jesus Christ says, from the days of the voice of John the Baptist, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God was suffering violence. And the violence press in. They press in and they take it by force. You see, it's when you get the revelation, you have to press in by faith and take your eternal life. Praise God. It's for people who are diligent. You remember Jacob Which one wrestled with the, that wrestled with the angel?
Yes. But then he changed his name.
To Israel. Jacob. He wrestled with an angel all night. You see, he recognized that he was an angel of God. Actually, in reality, the revelation there is that he was seeing the body of God. And he laid a hold on that head, on that eternal life. He wrestled with the body that he said, "You must bless me." Jacob wrestled with the angel till morning and said, "You must bless me." Now, what does it mean to wrestle with God? And as he wrestled, it was the dawning of the day, the morning, that the angel now blessed him and said, "You are no longer, you know, Jacob, but Israel." Said, he gave him a new name. And that new name is a name we all are being given today, a new name. The promise that he's going to give us a new name. Those that hold on to what? To the eternal life. How do we wrestle? Doesn't circumstances around try to distract you from what you are hearing today?
Yes.
You have to be diligent. Don't let it go. Don't be deceived by things around. There are many, many things, voices, confusion. There's nothing in it. Nothing will happen. Nothing. Everything will dissolve, pass away. Hold on to what? Eternal life. Paul says, hold on to eternal life. This is what your calling is all about. Don't be carried away with the vain glories of this world. Praise God. All that is in this world is what? Is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's what John writes. See it. But don't be carried away. See it. Lay hold on this eternal life. Lay hold on the mystery of Christ. Hallelujah. Now we share in different ways, different angles. I've shared on Gideon's army. Remember Gideon's army?
Yes.
I shared on the mystery of the light.
Yes.
The light body within the vessels of clay.
Yes.
See, I've shared on the mystery of Noah. I've shared on the mystery of Lot. We've shared on the mysteries of the Garden of Eden, the mystery of the creation. There are great, great mysteries, and all these things are just pointing to only one thing: our origin in God. God has been a mystery to man. God is a mystery to, and people have made research and checked. See, and they've come up with all kind of devices. Paul calls it cunningly devices, philosophy. See, all kind of philosophy and traditions of men. See, which follow after the rudiments of this world. Traditions of men, religious traditions that are not of Christ. See, some says that you have to do it. All religious traditions, they have nothing to do with Christ. Praise God. All you need is by faith to recognize the voice of the Father saying, "My son, come back higher. Ascend higher. Ascend higher back into me." That's all you need to hear. Praise God. You don't need to pray this way. You don't need to put sprinkle water or go under the water. You don't need to have any physical bread, whether leavened or unleavened. You know, some people quarrel over these things. They say whether it's supposed to be leavened or unleavened. Some say no, the wine has to be alcoholic. Some say no, it should not. Some say no, you put the water, the man in the water. Or no, some say no, you sprinkle. It's just Babylon, confusion. These are the philosophy and the traditions of men. They cannot give you life. Praise God. That which will give you life is faith. Faith. Hearing the voice of the Father. See it. Receiving the testimony of the Christ we are hearing today. The earth and the Lord. The earth and what? The fullness thereof belongs to God. He founded it upon the word. Everything. And the Lord is one body. See it. One spirit. Praise God.
Yeah.
One body, one spirit. And we are all members of that spiritual body. It's an invisible body. By faith, begin to look at your invisible body and walk by it. You know, when you walk with that revelation, you know, you begin to overcome the world. You begin to overcome the many, many limitations that men have. Praise God. Why did Jesus Christ walk on the waters? How could he walk on the waters? Because he recognized that his body is immaterial. Praise God.
Yes.
He was walking in revelation of his true body. See it. And in that body is not subject to the law of gravity. It's not subject to the laws of this age. It's a body that goes beyond time and space. Praise God. The Lord is the body, and the body is the Lord, and that is the Spirit. We are all part of that Spirit. See, it is in us all and through us all. This is the revelation that is coming in this hour. This is the light that is shining in the hearts of men. This is the Father commanding light in the hearts of His people so that they can awake. Praise God. This is the gospel that is from above. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the revelation of the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you for the revelation of the body of the Lord. The body of Christ. Hallelujah. You have commanded blessings in that body forevermore. The anointing without measure. The glory of God, the fullness of God dwells in that body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for this secret. I open our eyes more and more daily to recognize this mystery, so that we can be that generation that escapes death. We are that generation that escapes the horrors that befalls men. We are that generation that sees the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, O God. Thank you for this great word. Let it bear fruit in our lives. And as many as hear these words, let it cause them to bear fruit.
Amen.
Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Our sister, the Lord showed you something. You want to share it with the brethren?
Praise the Lord. As he was praying.
Who? When I was praying or preaching?
When you were preaching.
Okay.
The Lord opened my eyes and I saw on his head braided with beads.
Okay, my hair was braided.
Yes, with beads.
With beads on it.
Decorated.
Okay.
Then as we concluded the prayer, I saw a woman with a gold chain.
Okay.
The big one, not the dangling ones.
Okay.
Those big things that the
like a queen.
Queen
or princess.
Yes,
okay.
What,
oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, the hair that was decorated, you know, with the beads, you know, it's very much like a crown also.
Yes.
You know, in the African tradition, the beads, the crown of beads on the hair is like a crown.
It is crown.
It is a crown. That is how it is in certain parts of the world, certain traditions.
Yes.
So it's like a crown of life that the Lord is offering all of us today, everybody. Praise God. You might see my face in the vision, but it's just, you know, it's a shadow.
When we are with Jesus,
yes.
Already.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are ruling and reigning with Him already.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And also we have, I like that. Amen. Also, she saw a lady who is a type of the church. See, the church actually is a queen. The church is actually the bride of Christ.
Yes.
See, it with a gold necklace. See, that I understand. You know, as you see them in the Egyptian era, those bigger, you know, it talks of royalty.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And we are seeing mysteries of our union with the Lord today, because we are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. See, these things we are hearing and seeing today, they are the greatest things a man can ever see and hear. Praise God. It's greater than the millions in your account. See, it's greater than every achievement you can have as a man. See, to rediscover yourself in God, it's a privilege. Very few people ever attend to this place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
There you on the breath of dawn. I'm